Toronto Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Blawal Alim on the recent U.S. tariff threats and President Donald Trump's musings about annexing Canada. You often hear that people don't value what they have until it's gone, or if the slightest thought of losing something of value occurs. In this case, as unlikely as it may be, it's the thought of losing my identity as a Canadian. I was born and raised in Canada, and this country has given me opportunities I would never have gotten had I been born in Pakistan, the birthplace of my parents. Canada has given me easy access to education, the resources to build a career, the freedom to practice my faith as an Ahmadi Muslim, and the assurance of free health care. We Canadians tend to not put our patriotism on display as people of other nations do, and this can maybe be attributed to our nonchalant attitude. We're a laid-back bunch and don't always voice our true emotions. We're quick to apologize and tend to move past things. However, when the president of our longtime neighbor and ally decided to crack a joke about us becoming the 51st state, it invoked a number of emotions within me. It brought about love, pride, gratitude, disappointment, and anger. I love my country. I am proud of being a Canadian. I am grateful for all that this land has given me. I am disappointed in President Donald Trump's irresponsible and inflammatory comments regarding his desire to annex us. I am angry that someone has threatened my home and is attempting to strong-arm our government through tariffs. Simultaneously, we are going through a turbulent political climate. There is a clear divide in the citizens of Canada about the direction we should take going forward and who should be at the helm. However, regardless of your beliefs, we should stand united against any and all threats that are made. This country is my country, and I say to my dear nation, O Canada, I stand on guard for thee. Blawal Alim.